If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Why is sitting with your legs crossed bad? Thanks for asking. When sitting down, some of us cross our legs at knee level, while others do so at the ankles. According to a study published in Neuropsychologia in 1994, 62% of people cross their right leg over their left, 26% do the opposite, and 12% have no preference. Sitting with your legs crossed can be comfortable, as it helps relieve weight on the buttocks and reduces excessive arching of the back. Doing it occasionally won't lead to a medical emergency, but it can actually be a relatively harmful habit.
Which areas of the body are affected?
Almost the entire body. Crossing your legs for extended periods can lead to problems with your posture and musculoskeletal system. Over time, the spine and shoulders can become misaligned, potentially leading to scoliosis, which is a deviation of the spine. Your lower back also takes a hit, as sitting with your legs crossed tilts the pelvis and strains the lumbar region. Additionally, crossing your legs can cause undue stress on your hip joints and the nerves around your knees. Over time, this can lead to discomfort, pain, and even chronic issues. Finally, crossing the legs can cause a syndrome that affects the outer hip and thigh area, or even displace the peroneal nerve located behind the femur, increasing the risk of compression down to the foot.
What's the impact on blood circulation?
When you sit with your legs crossed, you're essentially creating a traffic jam for your circulatory system. It compresses the popliteal fossa at the back of the knee, which is an important vascular area. That's why you may experience tingling or numbness after a while. Crossing the legs alters the speed at which blood flows through the blood vessels in the lower limbs. Blood flow slows down, increasing the risk of clots. Blood pressure also temporarily increases because blood gets trapped in the veins, placing additional stress on the heart. You may have heard that sitting cross-legged leads to varicose veins, but actually that's a myth according to Healthline.com. Meanwhile, some research has suggested that sitting with crossed legs could affect sperm production in men. That's because it causes a 2 to 3 degree increase in the temperature of the testicles, resulting in a reduction in sperm count and quality.
Should I stop crossing my legs altogether then?
In reality, it's mostly problematic if you stay in the same position for extended periods, which is true with other sitting positions too. Moderation is key. Ultimately, the most important thing is keeping your body mobile. Make sure to change positions frequently and incorporate regular stretches and exercises into your routine to counteract the effects of sitting cross-legged. Standing up and walking around every hour can also help maintain healthy blood circulation. There you have it. Now you know why sitting with your legs crossed is bad for you. In under 3 minutes, we answer your questions and help you understand the true meaning behind the trends, concepts, and acronyms that are making headlines. Listen along and you will really know for sure.